Then Eric turned round, for he believed me, and I also had faith in myself. He fell at my feet with words of love in his dead mouth, and the music had ceased. He kissed the hem of my dress and did not see that I closed my eyes. What more can I tell you, dear? You know now the tragedy. It went on for a fortnight during which I lied to him. My lies were as hideous as the monster who inspired them, but they were the price of my liberty. I burned his mask, and I managed so well that even when he was not singing, he tried to catch my eye like a dog sitting by its master. He was my faithful slave and paid me endless little attentions. Gradually, I gave him such confidence that he ventured to take me walking by the banks of the lake and to row me in the boat on its leaden waters. Toward the end of my captivity, he let me out through the gates that closed the underground passages in the Rue Scribe. Here a carriage awaited us and took us to the Bois. The night when we met you was nearly fatal to me, for he is terribly jealous of you, and I had to tell him that you were soon going away. Then at last, after a fortnight of that horrible captivity, during which I was filled with pity, enthusiasm, despair, and horror by turns, he believed me when I said, I will come back.
And you went back, Christine, groaned Raoul.
Yes, dear, and I must tell you that it was not his frightful threats when setting me free that helped me to keep my word, but the harrowing sob which he gave on the threshold of the tomb. That sob attached me to the unfortunate man more than I myself suspected when saying goodbye to him. Poor Eric. Poor Eric.
Christine, said Raoul, rising.
You tell me that you love me, but you had recovered your liberty hardly a few hours before you returned to Eric. Remember the masked Paul?
Yes. And do you remember those hours which I passed with you, Raoul, to the great danger of both of us?
I doubted your love for me during those hours.
Do you doubt it still, Raoul?
Then know that each of my visits to Eric increased my horror of him, for each of those visits, instead of calming him, as I hoped, made him mad with love. And I am so frightened, so frightened.
You are frightened, but do you love me?
If Eric were good-looking, would you love me, Christine?
She rose in her turn, put her two trembling arms round the young man's neck, and said,
Oh, my betrothed of a day, if I did not love you, I would not give you my lips. Take them, for the first time and the last.
He kissed her lips, but the night that surrounded them was rent asunder. They fled as at the approach of a storm, and their eyes, filled with dread of Eric, showed them, before they disappeared, high up above them, an immense night bird that stared at them with its blazing eyes and seemed to cling to the string of Apollo's lyre.